When you get to be a wise folk, you realize you can't know it all. We're all in this together. So let's have a conversation about issues related to the third stage of life. I'm Kathy Holmes from Nanaimo Family Life and your host for Wise Folks. If you're a wise folk or know someone who is, tune in Mondays at 1 o'clock for Wise Folks. And it's Monday, and it's my first Monday back of 2019. Congratulations, everyone, on surviving 2018, and welcome to 2019. I am very pleased to be here today. It's sunny, it's lovely, and I couldn't be more thrilled at having my guest, Andre Boisvert, and I'm sure I got it right. I hoped I did, because, as you know, I'm always not the best at names. She's from Achieved Balance, and we're going to talk about some pretty cool stuff about body management, aren't we?
We sure are.
Okay, well, welcome. Tell us, what exactly do you do? Like, it's a big subject.
It is a big subject, Kathy. And first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to talk about this work that I do and this therapy known as the Bowen technique. Bowen, named after the man, Tom Bowen, who was from Australia originally. Mm-hmm. And this technique is so innovative and so unusual and just not widely known, even though it's been around for 50 years, 60 years. It's been taught worldwide for about 40 years.
Wow, that's quite a long time.
It's a long time, but still, it doesn't have a wide base. Even in Canada, there's only 7 instructors, if you can imagine.
Wow. So what exactly is Bowen therapy? I mean, I think Bowen Park.
Yes.
Which I get confused with Bevan Park, and many of us do. But I think Bowen Park being nature, holistic, is there any reference to that in any way?
It's really just named after Tom Bowen.
Yeah.
So it's the man himself who started doing this work back in the 50s in Australia, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it carries his name, and it is very innovative. Nobody really knows entirely how Tom Bowen figured out this work that he does. And so what happened was, may I tell just a little bit about the background?
Yeah, please.
He started working on his wife. She had a terrible problem with asthma. Hmm. And the story goes that he also worked at a cement factory. And there were a lot of people there with back pain and various other things. And he just intuited a few different moves, mm-hmm. and he made them on these people, and they would come back the next day and say, oh my God, my back pain's gone. So people started coming to him, seeking him out, because they heard around mm-hmm. the community that he was somehow able to help. And all of that led, very long story, to him opening up his own clinic. And the man was so busy that he was treating 13,000 patients a year.
Holy mackerel. That's a ton.
So he had so much publicity in around Geelong, Australia, where he lived, that he would go to conferences. So he kind of hung around in the body worker world mm-hmm. of the day, mm-hmm. massage therapists, osteopaths, and so on. And his reputation had grown, and everybody knew about this guy people were lining up out the door to try and get in to see him. So it ended up there were about a half a dozen gentlemen who came forward and approached him and said, listen, we'd really like to come to your clinic and see what it is you're doing. And one of these gentlemen, his name is Ozzie Wrench, and his wife got the opportunity to basically shadow Tom Bowen for about 3 years. And what they discovered was unbelievable. The man had no notes.
Right.
He had no sort of anatomical reference to anything that he was doing. And because Ozzie was a massage therapist, he started taking extensive notes. Then Tom Bowen passed away in 82. Mm-hmm. And the story that Ozzie often tells is that Mr. Bowen asked him if there was some way he could bring the work to the world.
Wow.
So Ozzie and his wife set about doing it. It took them 4 years to take this massive amount of material and sort of make sense out of it and then make it teachable somehow.
So it's hands-on.
Hands-on.
It's hands-on. A form of massage therapy.
Not really.
Okay.
That is the
Let's unpack that piece.
Yeah.
What exactly is it? Why? How is it different from, or is it different from things like Reiki or other modes of healing?
So first of all, I would say it's different than Reiki because, and I actually happen to also be a Reiki master. Reiki is working with energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a separate piece. The Bowen technique is based really on anatomy and physiology. So every aspect of it can be related to science.
Okay.
So what's different from massage, so yes, it is hands-on, mm-hmm. but what we're doing is we're actually eliciting a response from the nervous system.
Okay.
Which is something that most of the other techniques or other forms of body work are not looking to achieve. But mm-hmm. this is something that is specifically unique to Bowen work. So what we're doing is we're doing cross-fiber moves, and I'll explain that. When you receive a massage, the massage therapist is working with your muscles in a lengthwise fashion, mm-hmm. sort of massaging them, kneading them, so to speak. In Bowen, we're going across the fiber. So if you think of a lengthwise muscle, if we go across it, it's like as if we're plucking the instrument, the string of an instrument. And what that does is it sends a vibration to the other extremes of the body. So that move can be felt.
Right away.
Remotely even, too.
Yeah.
In other areas of the body. The body picks it up. The nervous system picks that signal up. It's a very different kind of signal because these moves are sort of rolling. They kind of roll over that muscle or that tendon or that ligament. And then what we do is we take our hands away and we actually leave the room. It's a very unique concept, and a lot of people find it really bizarre in the beginning that the therapist gets up and leaves the room.
No kidding. And I can see why, because you're there thinking that the hand physical work is what's actually repairing or modifying somehow the tissues. But that's not what's happening.
Well, it's kind of partially what you're saying.
Okay.
So what it is that the move that I'm doing on you, let's say, mm-hmm. I've activated something in your body. So what I'm doing by leaving the room is allowing the body to actually process what I just did.
Understood.
So I always use that analogy of dropping a pebble into water.
Right.
You get that ripple effect. That's what we do when we do a Bowen move. We've dropped the pebble. We've caused that ripple. And what we're wanting the body to do is calm down again before we introduce another ripple, so to speak.
Right. So when you go in for a treatment, mm-hmm. typically how long is a treatment?
So I usually block hour appointments.
Right.
But the actual amount of moves depends on your situation. It's very customized to you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes.
Right.
And usually then that 15-minute window we're talking at the beginning of the treatment, because I always need to check in with you and know what's happening with your body, where your pain is, what your pain level is, all of that. And then when you come off the table, and this differs from therapist to therapist, but I usually like you to sit down and have a drink of water
mm-hmm.
and just kind of, you're still processing. When mm-hmm. you get up off the table.
So how long does it take for the body to process something like that? I mean, I know that it's hard. I would imagine that it's hard to actually create, I think every person would be very different. And depending on the pain level or the problem. But typically, if you have, say, someone, you know, many of my listeners know that I took a fall a while ago. So let's use me for an example. You take a fall, the muscle hurts in the shoulder, say. You do a treatment, the treatment takes a couple of minutes, and then it rests for a couple of minutes, or half, or is that 15 minutes, or walk me through what that might look like. So I come in, I lay down, you roll my muscle across, and then what can one expect?
So then I would leave the room. Now, what I just want to add here before we go too far along is that what this treatment does is it places your body into the parasympathetic.
Right.
Which is the opposite of sympathetic, which is your fight or flight. So you've had a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is still in trauma from that fall.
Right.
Even though you're walking around, you're still going about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain that you experience each time you go to move and you're achy and so on, that kind of keeps you stuck in that sympathetic or fight or flight response.
Right, into the trauma.
Into the trauma.
Right.
So anytime any person is experiencing pain or even emotional pain, doesn't matter if it's physical or emotional, your body will automatically be in that sympathetic fight or flight mode. Well, here's the thing. You can't heal when you're in that mode.
Right, of course.
So we can massage you. We can do all sorts of things to you. But if your body is still in that elevated sympathetic state, it can't activate its own healing response.
Understood.
So the whole premise of Bowen is to take you out of that fight or flight, get you to the parasympathetic, which is rest, relax, restore. Mm-hmm. And then your body sets about doing the healing on its own. So if you think of the Bowen moves as just sort of like a bit of programming that gets put into the body, and then the body takes that and does the work. So back to your original question, you're on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You've come in, you've had your fall. We've already talked about what your sort of highest levels of pain are in the body and so on. I will actually, in the first treatment, I will not actually poke you, prod you, or do moves necessarily on any of those pain areas. What we're doing in the first instance is to balance the body.
Yes.
Because we don't know, when you took that fall, because it happened so fast, we don't know what part of your body took the largest impact.
Mm-hmm.
So pain can be referred sometimes too. You're going to have pain right in the spots where you fell, but then there are other things that happen so quickly you don't even know. So rather than me trying to guess, oh, gee, was it the shoulder? Was it the hip affected? Was it the knee? What exactly happened? We're just going to balance you and address everything.
And so what does that look like?
So what that looks like is you're on the table. I'm going to do a series of moves. And by the way, I'll just say that these moves are identical for everyone.
Yes.
Okay, they're landmarked on your body. It's the same stuff for everyone. Hmm. I would come in and introduce a set of moves, and then I would leave the room for 2 minutes. So it goes very quickly, and then I'm back in, do another move, leave for 2 minutes. So in a balancing session, you're on the table, let's say an average of about 40 minutes, and about half of that time, I'm out of the room, probably more than half of that time.
Yeah.
And I will say that, people have commented over the years that initially it feels really strange. Most people will tell you when they're being really honest, okay, that first session was really strange. Like, I don't understand it. You kept leaving. It felt like you weren't doing anything.
Yeah, of course. I get it.
You know, because people are used, we're so, in our society, it's that no pain, no gain philosophy.
Yes.
We're so used to heavy input. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't hurt, it can't be working.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you have to really step back from that and get your mind around this fact that it less is more in this therapy. So,
well, it's funny how you should say that, because really, less is more in so many ways of our society. And yet we're constantly looking at noise, 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 pressure, 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 whether it's physical pressure or a massage pressure or, you know, something that says, I'm alive. I can feel my blood moving in my body. I can feel the pressure points and the release points. So I can understand completely why that silence, that quiet, must be really challenging for some people.
And then there's others who say to me, you know what? Now that I understand, now that I've been for a few treatments, I can't wait. Some say they can't wait for me to leave the room because they never get that kind of quiet. Their lives are busy. They don't have that alone time.
Yes.
So then they go very deep into relaxation. So that is first and foremost in this therapy, as we get you into this such a deeply relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
And then the body's ready to receive the rest of the input to kickstart the healing. And of course, your nervous system is paying attention to every single thing that's being done.
And that's because you're no longer running for support.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, people will often ask, you know, comparing it to other types of body work. When you're being constantly stimulated, so in example, a massage, any kind of body work where the practitioner stays with you throughout, your body does not go to parasympathetic. Because in the nervous system is responding constantly. And eventually what happens is it has to shut down.
Mm.
There's only so much input your nervous system can take.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're being touched constantly, constant stimulus, your nervous system is actually not firing anymore. It can't.
Right.
It can't really keep responding.
So it's fair to say then that as long as there's touch going on, the body itself, it might feel good.
Yeah,
you
could feel great.
But it's not moving you from sympathetic to parasympathetic.
Not really, no.
Okay.
No. So that is the key difference with Bowen therapy, is that we are getting the nervous system's attention by introducing something and then stepping away.
Right. And you continually do that through the process.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick break in conversation. It's fascinating. I have never heard of Bowen therapy before. I'm so excited to have Andre. I'm not going to take that breath. I want to be so French. Andre Beauvoir. Did I get it?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's with Achieve Balance. I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen, though. You're going to want her information. You're going to want to get in touch with her website and all those good things. But before and while you're grabbing your pen, we're going to play a tune for you. And coming from another Andre, Andre Georgier, Tangled Illusions. And the song that we've chosen, I believe, is The Peaceful Dove. The Peaceful Dove actually makes sense to this, especially when we're talking about balancing the body. Have a listen. Grab your pen. We'll see you in a minute.
The peaceful dove the morning greets with dulcet tones. The sunrise greets the eagle watches with contempt. This cooing, loving, sweet event. What is this cute display, he cries, regarding her with jaundiced eyes. The vulture too bears his disgust. Come be like us, learn to distrust. Coo, coo, she sings. And evermore her heart she wings. Coo, 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 she sings. And peace into her soul she brings. The eagle spreads his wings with pride. Come, little dove. Onto our side, his talons gleam, his beak is sharp. He'll teach you strength and power spark. The little dove just lifts her head and praises joy and love instead. She may be small but has prevailed. Her song of peace into the world has sailed. Coo, 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 she sings, and evermore a heart she wins. She sings, and peace into our soul she brings. The raptors of this world of power, it failed to warm the human power. Little dove's white symbol shines for peace and love in human minds. Peaceful dove the morning greets with dulcet tones the sunrise meets. She sings the love within her heart, for this is how our day should start. Coo, coo, she sings, and evermore her heart she wins. She sings, and peace into her soul she brings. Coo, coo, she sings, and evermore a heart she wins. Coo, coo, she sings, and peace into her soul she brings.
And we're back. That is Tangled Illusions, Andre Georgier. I'm hoping that I pronounced that well, right as well. Another French word. I don't know. I'm starting French this happy new year. You're listening to Wise Folks on CHLY 101.7. I'm Kathy Holmes. I'm your host, and I'm so delighted to have a very wonderful, wonderful, lovely guest in our booth, Andre Beauvoir. See, I was so good. I gave myself some notes. So for those of you who are listening, I gave myself some notes and I tried to spell her name because I'm not a French woman and I don't speak French. I do a little Spanish, but it's not quite the same. And so as a result of it, for anyone who knows me, you know, this is just Beauvoir. Yes. Andre Bouvier is in the booth with me, and we are talking about something that's radically different from many of the therapies that are out there. The therapy itself that we're talking about is called the Bowen Technique, Bowen Work, and Andre has been sharing some really cool information about really what this is about. So thanks for tuning in. Andre, when we're in a little bit of the break, you know, that one of the questions that kept rolling around in my head is, who is this for? Who is this kind of a treatment for? What sorts of conditions does it deal with?
Well, firstly, I just want to say that, and it's always weird when I say this, but this is a technique that can be used on literally anyone. Yeah. So when we talk about Bowen therapy, it's suitable for a newborn baby.
Wow.
Right on up to a very frail elderly person. It can be done seated. Mm. It can be done in a wheelchair. If clients are unable to get onto a massage table, mm-hmm. we can treat them. If you can sit in a chair, we can do Bowen on you.
Wow.
It can even be done in a hospital bed.
Which is really important, because as we have an aging population, more and more persons are finding themselves, you know, confined into wheelchairs or into lift chairs or into hospital beds. And so to be able to provide some kind of a treatment that is non-invasive. So, I mean, this is not something that you need to be like you are traditionally at a massage table. You can do this with your clothes on and all of that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's what makes it really appealing to a large number of people. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's surprising. When I first started to learn Bowen therapy and was really new, you have to see the skin because you have to be able to see the muscles.
Yes.
So when I was first learning, people used to get undressed to their underwear, mm-hmm. and they're always covered up with a blanket.
Of course, yeah.
Over the years, you get to a point where you're okay with not seeing the muscle, and so it's really nice to be able to offer it fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly and I've had a number of people say to me over the years, you know, if I had to get undressed for this therapy, I don't think I would come. So yeah. Some people just are not comfortable. So your clothes are on, and certainly with children, we would never ask a child to take clothes off.
Of course, yeah.
And I'll just add, with children, the parent is most often in the room the entire time for the treatment.
Which I think is incredibly important. I think that a lot of people are uncomfortable with having massages, right? A lot of people are. It's not alien. Some people do not wish to be touched, don't feel comfortable with that. And from what I'm hearing from our earlier part of the conversation, there's not a tremendous amount of touch involved in this. There's certain muscle groups or muscle areas that you provide simple treatment in order to accommodate the issues resulting from the problem, whatever it might be. And, you know, when we talked a bit about my fall, so falls would be a good example for which, you know, this treatment might be beneficial. What other things are beneficial for this kind of treatment?
Well, typically, you know, you'll see all of the classic things that people today are walking around with, yeah. and they can almost all be tied to stress other than an injury like something you've had.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you know, back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, all the joints that yes. that have to do with anything from an injury just to natural aging process. I see a lot of arthritis, osteo, rheumatoid, sports injuries.
Sure.
Things like yourself, where people have had car accidents, falls, any of that sort of thing. Things like digestive complaints, very common. Head injuries, I've treated, I should say that this is one of the few therapies, and there are a couple of others which I'll speak to later, that can address concussion, where there really isn't much out there for concussion or head injury or traumatic brain injury,
exactly.
where they basically, it's a wait and see thing. We do have specific procedures in Bowen therapy to deal with head injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, I've had lots of clients with things like fibromyalgia. Now, there's an example where the lighter touch is really, really key, because someone with fibro or chronic fatigue syndrome, for example, they really, really cannot tolerate any kind of touch that's, you know, more than just mild.
Right.
So with those people, we can go very slow and this is a case where less is more. In other mm-hmm. words, it's not about the amount of moves we do on a client. It's about getting the right moves and not overtaxing the body. So if the body's in a huge amount of trauma, has a lot of layers of problems, we actually do less.
And less work.
Yes.
So what happens to the body? I mean, when we talk about less is more, we talk about letting the body rest after moving the muscle in the opposite direction. What does dropping that seed do to the body?
So what it does, first of all, what we're doing in Bowen, we're displacing the fascia. I don't know if that's a word you're familiar with, but it's a big buzzword now in the body work world and even in the medical world. Now people are talking about fascia. Fascia is a very thin network of collagen. It almost looks like, if you think of netting, mm-hmm. that would be clear and gooey. If you think of, this might sound a little bit off, but if you think of a piece of meat, you know the white?
Yes.
That's the fascia.
Yeah.
So we have that running through our bodies, and it's connected to all of our organs and muscles and tissues. So when we do a Bowen move, we're influencing that fascia and that whole network of fascia in the body. And a lot of fascial lines in the body are connected. So when we do that move, we are, first of all, we're rolling over that, let's say, group of muscles. So we're dealing with the muscle, but at the surface level of the skin, we're influencing the fascia. What we're then doing by taking our hands away and leaving that two-minute pause is we're allowing the body to focus on what just happened. So often what I'll tell people is it's like, you know when you bump yourself and you're about to get a bruise and
Absolutely.
You know it, you put your hand on your arm or whatever and you can feel the heat already happening in that spot. Mm. And, you know, half an hour later you can start to see the bruise forming. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that's a natural response of the body to that injury. All the resources of the body go to that location, and that's why you get the blood. So the cells move in, everything moves in. Inflammation is created as a natural healing response to that injury. That's why you get swelling, all of that. That's all good. Mm-hmm. So with Bowen, we're actually doing the same thing without causing an injury.
Interesting.
So we're getting the body to send all of its resources to that specific location. So what happens immediately is hydration. So if you've got a low back pain or you've got a really sore shoulder, once we start to bring hydration into that area, it's going to loosen up. It's just as if we've put the oil can to it almost.
Mm-hmm. And how long does that treatment last?
You mean once you've had the actual
yes.
treatment?
Yeah, not the treatment itself, I'm sorry. The recovery, the I recovery. Suppose, of that moment of, you know, the area.
Well, it varies person to person.
Mm-hmm.
So... Are you so you mean in the larger sense? Correct?
In the larger sense, yeah. Yes, of course.
So usually mm-hmm. after a Bowen treatment, we people process for about 5 days.
Right.
That's the average that the Bowen is actually working in the body. And then usually when we're treating someone, we like to see them weekly. So the first 5 days you've processed through, you've had a couple of days to sort of assimilate, and then we see you again and we introduce more programming, so to speak, in the treatment, and it's the same sort of thing. So that 5-day window, all sorts of things can happen. So you could get up off the table right in your first treatment and have a reduction in pain. That's a natural response to that hydration
sure.
that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But then your body's now going to go into healing mode.
Mm.
So where there's injury, the body's now looking hard at those locations, and everyone is different. I've seen all
yeah,
kinds
for
of
sure.
things. But generally what happens, and it's not to me, you know, not to make you scared or anything.
No.
But generally what happens is pain will accelerate because there's a healing taking place.
Of course, yeah.
So I always tell people that it typically gets worse before it gets better. And when they finally shift out of that sort of healing mode, they're quite often astonished. It's like you wake up one day and you think, oh my God, what did she do to me? Because
yes.
that's what they say.
Yes.
And they go through that day and they're not sure what to think. And they go to bed that night and they wake up the next day and they feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have these moments. They can be moments, hours, or even day of healing. And then your pain level and hopefully your constitution has improved slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been some healing that's actually taken place.
When you think about a chiropractor, mm-hmm. when I've gone to a chiropractor, I love chiropractors more than I love GPs. I had a wonderful one in Vancouver who was incredible, and I could go in for a tune-up. And it was the same. It's that first day, it's crack, 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 crack. The next day, you felt like you got hit by a truck. But the day after that, it was like the dawn, and it was, whoa, here we go. It's that same kind of idea, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Very similar. And because your body's detoxing, too. So whether it's chiropractic you're doing, even massage, all of the work that body work will bring on a detox response.
So speaking of that, when you think about body work, this is one mode of healing. If a person is having multiple healers, so massage, chiropractic, Bowen, and other forms, is it doing a service or a disservice to go to a different practitioner? I'm not sure I made that question very clear, but basically, if you're going to all three, it's overkill, right?
I tend to agree, and I'm glad you raised that, Kathy, because that is one of the toughest things that I have to deal with in my practice, is that a lot of times when people finally discover Bowen, they're at the end of their rope. They've tried everything, and nothing has really worked for them, and they're just ready to do anything at this point. But a lot of them have very strong and excellent relationships with other practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those practitioners have kept them going.
Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Understood.
So they come to me for Bowen, and I have to tell them that unfortunately, while you're doing Bowen, just while you're doing Bowen, you're better off not doing other therapies, because Bowen can be easily antidoted by a heavier therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Not all therapies, but certainly a deep tissue massage and chiropractic work will antidote or undo Bowen, because the nervous system has to respond to the heavier input.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
So you're putting it, by going to chiropractic at the same time, you're actually taking away the benefit of what you would have received from just strictly doing the one therapy at that time.
That's right. And quite often what can happen is the body will just start to heal, and then the person, maybe they're in a bit of that healing, we'll call it, we use the word crisis. I don't like to use that word, but that's what we call it. They're in a bit of a healing crisis, and they panic, and they go for a chiropractic adjustment. And what we're never sure is, did you just undo that healing response that you were in?
Mm-hmm.
Because had you waited one more day, you might have found that things resolved or things calmed down. But generally speaking, the other train of thought on this subject is that it's really hard for both the client and the practitioner to know what's working.
Sure.
If you're trying to do too many things at once.
Sure.
Not to mention the cost of all of that.
And in all fairness, I recognize, and I certainly am not going to speak to the dollars and cents of this on air. I think that's a conversation people can give you a phone call on or check your website or that sort of thing. But I do think that it's important that people recognize that private therapy is not, it's not part of BC Medical. I don't believe yours is any differently. Yeah, now she's shaking her head, so I know I'm right. You know, it's not something that's there. So you do want to be very careful where you're putting in your dollars. And if you've worked for a long time doing one kind of therapy and it doesn't seem to be working for you, it might be an idea to revisit, you know, the bigger picture of things. And a great opportunity to do that is actually with a group of people. I'm going to actually pass this card. Andre, I'm so sorry. I'm having a name issue with you today, and I didn't mean to. I told you that I wasn't going to. And I did, right when I thought I was good. Andre can talk about this, that you belong to a collaborative. Let's speak about that.
Yes, this is really exciting, I have to tell you. When I came here about 2.5 years ago and I opened my practice for Bowen therapy, I did a lot of networking, like you would expect I would do. Mm-hmm. And in my travels, I met some really amazing people and found some other body workers and other alternative, or I prefer to say complementary, mm-hmm. therapists. And we all met and we started trading with each other and experiencing each other's work. And what happened is we put on a little one-day health fair a year ago, November, and we decided that we were going to call ourselves the Discover Healthy Living Group.
Perfect. Perfect.
And we had this little fair, and I think we had, well, like maybe 25 people came. It was a very low turnout, but we had so much fun doing it, and we found that as a group, we really connected. So we sort of looked at each other afterwards in our debrief and said, you know, this little group seems to have a life of its own. Let's do something with it. So we formed the group, and we are 8 practitioners in total. And if I may just
by all means, please do.
We have we have myself as a bow and work practitioner. We have Stephanie Brossard, who's a certified rolfer. I don't know if you've heard of rolfing.
I have indeed. It's very painful.
Well, Stephanie's awesome, let me just tell you. We have Will Gallick, who's a kinesiologist and a fitness personal trainer, does a lot of work with rehabilitation as well.
Ah, wonderful.
And he's excellent. We have Donna Lindberg, who's a biodynamic craniosacral therapist, and her work is awesome. And her work also goes really nicely with Bowen therapy. They all do. Mm-hmm. But we are working actually on seeing clients as together, sort of 1 week alternating. We also have Alexis Taylor, who does a form of Mayan lymphatics, she's the only one. I think there's 16 in North America that do it. It's really amazing work. We have Glenda Neufeld, who operates Thermography Clinic Vancouver Island. So this is breast thermography. Have you heard of it before?
No, in fact, my eyebrows are raising for a couple of the disciplines that you're talking about.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is the what they would call the holistic mammogram. So, and it can also, this equipment that she has can also look at other areas of the body. I mean, the breast thermography is the most common, mm-hmm. but it can deal with the entire body if people have other issues going on.
Incredible.
We have Natalie Ristord, who is a hypnotist here in the town, and she's very well known as well. And we have Sarah Smith, who does Reiki and Quantum Touch.
Amazing.
These people are just wonderful. And
so now to clarify, though, because before we read off that list, we talked about not doing things mm-hmm. at the same time. So this is not contradictory rather than complementary.
This is why this group is so unique. Mm-hmm. And this is why we saw the sense in forming. We said, you know, we've got many things in common. Firstly, our therapies work well together. They're synergistic. Secondly, we all have this same problem of not having coverage.
Right.
I think the only one in the group actually who has coverage might be Will, because he can deal with ICBC claims because that work, rehabilitation work, is something that can qualify. But the rest of us can't, you can't claim us. And we have the third, I don't want to say problem, but lovely problem, that our clients get well.
Hey, and getting well is what it's all about.
So we really, one of the things that our premise or our sort of mission and vision is that we think it's really important, first of all, that people be aware that there are all these lovely complementary therapies available, and that we want people to feel comfortable. It's not just about the therapy, it's about the therapist.
Of course.
So by having this lovely group, know that you can find somebody that you really connect with. So it's not just their therapy or their work that you like. You like them as a human being as well. Because it's the same as we were saying earlier with the chiropractor. It's about the relationship.
It's absolutely 100% the relationship. I've had therapists in my life that I have not felt comfortable with. And you can't heal without that level of trust. And that trust begins with the relationship.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're with André Boisvert. I did it without checking my notes. I'm so excited. I was practicing in my head, actually, a couple of times with Achieve Balance. We're going to take another break in tune here in just a second. But before we do, how can someone reach you?
A number of ways. I am on Facebook under Achieve Balance Holistic Health. Mm-hmm. My website, you can check out information as well, abholistichealth.com. Of course, you can call me and you can write to me by email.
That's perfect. And do you want to give your telephone number
Absolutely.
And your email out?
I sure can, except the email might be tricky for people because it involves my first name.
The André part is actually not such a hard part. It's your last name. It's a beautiful last name, by the way. Incredibly lovely name.
Well, thank you. So my email address is André, A-N-D-R-E-E, two E's, at abholistichealth.com. And the phone number is 250-816-5543.
Fantastic. So hopefully you were able to grab your piece of paper. We're going to repeat that information one more time when we come back from this tune. But we're going to take another moment with a different Andre. Andre Georgere, Tangled Illusions, and the song chosen is Love Lets in the Light. And I think that's a perfect way to start the new year.
Storm clouds give up winter, the kite, the summer sky. Will smoke give up the fire, and birds forget to fly. Will the smile forget the laughter, the embrace forget the why. Will feet forget the motion, tears leave without goodbye. And summer follows winter, the day, the darkest night. Hope sweeps away the sorrow. Begin to flutter, the earth long for the moon. The flowers remember summer, the wind its endless tune. The mountains catch the rainbow, rain kiss the summer grass. The trees dance with each other, the earth forget its mass. La, 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 la.
Wow, that went fast. What a beautiful song. I feel like we've been walking a moment in Paris, even though we're not in Paris. We're in beautiful Nanaimo. You're listening to CHLY 101.7 in beautiful downtown Nanaimo, and our show is Wise Folks. I'm Kathy Holmes. I'm proud to be your host on behalf of Nanaimo Family Life Association. My prayer is that this year, as you've started your year, you were able to maybe not make a resolution as much as take a bit of a personal inventory and figure out for yourself, what is it that you might need to make 2019 a more present year for you? If you are looking at taking care of some issues in your life, you might want to give us a call at Nanaimo Family Life Association. We're thrilled to be able to support you through our counseling services, our senior peer counseling services, or perhaps we can invite you to find out more information about other things that are available with Nanaimo Family Life Association. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 250-754-3331. And if you're interested in knowing more about seniors programming, a great time to give us a call. Certainly Jane Vanette from Seniors Connect would be able to answer many of your questions, or give me a call directly regarding the Better at Home program or any other seniors programming with Nanaimo Family Life. Again, I'm really, really glad that you've tuned in. But I'm not finished my conversation with Andre Beauvert. Did I get it that time?
Close.
Close. I decided I wasn't even going to look at those notes. We're still talking about achieving balance. And I think, you know, as I said, the starting of the new year with the, even just the name of your business, Achieve Balance. Balance is one of those things that we tend to take for granted. And some people are really diligent at creating balance in their life and others not so much. You know, before you know it, the corporate world is in the way. The kids are, you know, busy yelping and saying, Mom, I need to go here, there, and everywhere. You know, we always have commitments, things that need to be done, and the pressure builds up so doggone quickly that we often don't even know what's happening inside of our bodies until we're in crisis or we're in a mode. And I think that's where this Bowen therapy might be really beneficial, hey?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, you know, why did you decide to become a Bowen therapist? What's your background in all of this fabulous work?
Well, it's funny when you started out talking about how busy our lives are. I mean, really, stress is the starting point.
Yeah,
it's where all of disease and dysfunction stems from.
Absolutely.
And so I can honestly say that I had my share of stress in my lifetime as well.
Yeah.
And I basically spent the bulk of 25 to 30 years in the corporate world in many high stress jobs, actually.
Mm.
And I was looking for something different to do. And I really, I guess it gets down to something personal for me. I really wanted to give back. I wanted to find something I could do that made a difference in the world, that it wasn't just feeding the coffers of a corporation.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So back in about 15 years ago, I was really curious about Reiki. And, mm-hmm. and at that time, it still wasn't that widely known. And so I took the training. I actually took two different types of Reiki and went through and did the master training and so on. And would have loved to have just pulled the plug on that corporate job and just gone out and done Reiki. But again, it was a time when I don't know that it would have been a viable business.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know what it was. There was still a lot of opinion out there that wasn't necessarily favorable. And so I thought, really, that doesn't make any logical sense for me to do that. So I did it kind of part-time, and I did it for friends and family. I didn't even do it to make a living.
Right.
And then years later, the woman who was my Reiki master and I were, I had gone to see her for a Reiki treatment, and we were talking about life, and I was telling her how burnt out I was and how I envied her because she made her living doing Reiki and, so it turns out, doing Bowen therapy. And I said, what do you mean? What is Bowen therapy? She said, haven't I ever talked to you about this before? And I said, no. So she starts to explain it to me, and I'm like, I don't understand. And she said, well, I'll tell you something. She said, of all of the things I've ever done in my life, be it energy work or any, she said, this one gets the best results.
Wow.
I said, really? She said, yes. And she said, guess what? I'm actually going to start teaching it. I've been given permission by the Australian governing body of Bowen therapy to teach. And I said, well, listen, why don't I come out and take the first two modules? What have I got to lose? If it's not for me,
then you'll know.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I went to Ottawa. I was living in Ontario at the time, and it was a four-day training for the first two modules. And there are 12 modules, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was so blown away by this technique and what it could do. And this is just in the very first two modules of work, which is, by the way, the basis of the work, that I came home. I built a website, I got business cards printed, and I started my business.
So how long? That's been 15 years then.
Well, no, actually I did that I've been doing this since 2011.
So that's quite a bit of time still.
8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flabbergasted really at, you know, I was still a student. So what I did was I told everybody that I was charging, I think I was charging $40. And I just explained, I'm a student.
Yes.
And I'm still learning, and I don't know all the material, but this stuff is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a funny story. I went into a linen shop to get sheets for my massage table that I had just purchased. And the woman said, oh, are you a massage therapist? And I said, no, I'm learning Bowen therapy, of course. What is that? And I'm having a hard time explaining it because I'm just learning it myself. And she said, can it help my neck problem? And I said, I think so. She said, give me your card. I said, I don't have them yet. So anyway, it ended up, she was the catalyst. This always happens.
Yeah, when it's the right
one person
thing.
Who starts it off, and mm-hmm. she told someone, and they told someone, and so on and so on. Well, the next thing you know, I was run off my feet.
Perfect.
And people.
It was supposed to be your calling.
It was. Yeah. And I was shocked, too. Like, again, you're a student. So I had to do case studies and all of that thing. And some of these people were gracious and were case studies for me as well. But, you know, people were having a major things fix, resolve, heal. And even my jaw was dropping because I couldn't believe it either.
So you were really facilitating true healing for someone.
Facilitating is a great word, Kathy, because yeah. I'm not a healer. I'm not doing anything. It's your body. It's that person's body that's doing the healing. I'm just there to facilitate, to support, and to add this wonderful technique, which is like a form of programming.
Yeah. And when you say that you were doing case studies, what kinds of things were happening in your case studies?
Well, I had some interesting, I had one woman, it was the funniest thing. She came for her first treatment, and I did that balancing I was telling you about that we typically do. And after she got off the table, she was sitting down talking to me, and she was kind of rubbing her nose. And she said, "Oh my God, my nose isn't dripping." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I forgot to tell you, I have post-nasal drip. I have a chronic problem. I have Kleenex everywhere. It's in my car. It's at my desk. It's everywhere." She said, "It stopped."
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Like something
like
that
that's simple. Weird.
Well, and that's her life. Like imagine if you have if you have that as a chronic problem, a Kleenex is an appendage.
Yes,
it's just with you everywhere. It had completely stopped. Like that kind of thing was happening. And even I didn't know what to make of it.
So, which makes me curious. And most of this for me, I had never heard of bone therapy until I met you. I certainly had never tried it yet, but notice I say the word yet. And one of the things I'm curious about is, you know, with Reiki, however you pronounce that, there's an energy that you feel over the body, the hot spots, the cold spots. You can pretty much tell where there's inflammation or there's an issue in someone's body. With Bowen, is it almost crossover for you in that regard that you're able to, I want to say diagnose, but I don't think that that's a fair word, right? Listen to this. I'm obviously struggling for my question because I know what the question is, but I'm not sure how I want to word it because it isn't about being able to look at somebody and kind of, you know, figure out exactly what's going on. When you think about x-rays or you think about, you know, that kind of technology, you're able to see where their issues are. But with this, you're going in blind. With Reiki, you're getting a feeling. But with this, how do you know that you've hit the right spot? So, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's a good question. So I just want to explain that it's not totally going in blind. So first of all, you're right. We don't diagnose.
Right.
We don't have that kind of, I personally do not have that kind of training.
Right.
But we do have our own forms of assessment. Mm-hmm. So part of the training as you go along and there are other courses you can take as a Bowen therapist too that help you with assessment. So some of the things we're looking at, some of the things that are going to be obvious are going to come in on your health history form.
Right.
But there are certain things we can notice the way you stand. We can do certain tests on you if we wish to check postural alignment. Mm-hmm. These are all tools.
And so, postural alignment is the big issue for back problems.
It is the core issue, really, for most of people's issues. Is there something off in the posture that's been caused by an injury of some sort and the body is now compensating? And then you get referred pain. So quite often I've seen weird things like someone will come in with a shoulder problem that can be attributed to their left ankle.
Yeah, exactly.
So the problem tends to migrate. Mm-hmm. But we do have and we do learn and are taught various different assessment techniques. So different practitioners will use different things in assessing the person. But our health history form is very thorough as well. So then when my hands are on you, I can sense, even when I'm doing these little Bowen moves, I can sense whether the tissues are tight, whether there's swelling or inflammation. You can even tell me if there's pain, if I happen to touch an area, even if I'm touching lightly, if it's
there's
really
a wince
tender.
That you'll notice.
Yeah,
sure.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can notice all of these things as we're working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're not diagnosing, but we are observing very much.
Yeah.
And you do get used to it. There's a lot of things that are similar in human beings.
Sure. Sure. I would imagine things like back pain for many, lower, upper, you know, knee pain, elbow pain, things like that. I'm curious from a perspective arthritis. I mean, when I think about older adults, arthritis is huge. My very best friend suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. So
same here.
That's a horrific and difficult condition to contend with. How can this Bowen therapy help that?
It's amazing because my best friend also has RA. And she came to see me. She used to come to see me about once every 2 weeks. We just had her automatically in my calendar.
Yeah.
And what we found with her, and she, if she were here today, she would tell you, she lives in Ontario, that what it did is it kept her symptoms kind of from accelerating.
Sure.
And because of this hydration factor we were talking about earlier, about when we bring in tissue hydration to all various areas in the body, this is kind of, again, like putting a bit of a lubricant on. Plus, it also takes the body out of that stress mode that you get when you're in constant pain and you're worrying all the time.
Yeah.
So when the body has, when you come for a Bowen treatment and you have RA, or you have osteoarthritis, and you're dealing with pain and you're popping Tylenol and whatever else you're doing to manage, that whole lifestyle is very stressful.
It is.
So anytime that you can be in that parasympathetic state and be calm, whether it's for a series of days, that is better than not having that.
Sure.
So that's what happens with chronic conditions, we'll call them, is that we're not going to cure these diseases. That's, you know, that's just not in the realm of possibilities. But what we're going to do is help people be way more comfortable.
Absolutely. It's managing the symptoms.
It's managing it.
You know, which is a big difference.
And keeping the pain levels down. Mm-hmm. And what we may do and hope to do, I say in a perfect world, hope to do, is maybe slow down the acceleration of the disease.
Yes. And even when it goes into remission, it's very often still there. But when it's in remission, very often some deeper healing can take place.
Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any pockets of healing that the body, where the body is getting a break.
Yeah.
And if that can be brought on from a Bowen treatment or a craniosacral treatment or a myelin lymphatic treatment or whatever, anything. I'm just giving a plug to some of my friends in the group here.
Absolutely.
If your body can reach that relaxed state for even for a period of days, that healing that's taking place is what's helping to manage the disease going forward instead of just being in a constant state.
Yeah, and really being in a constant state of anything is taxing on the body. It makes it worse. It doesn't make it any better. We're coming about to the end of the program. You see, being away from the radio for 2 weeks makes my mouth act funny. So I feel like I have marbles in my mouth, but that's okay. I'm really glad that you've stayed tuned in. You're listening to Wise Folks on CHLY 101.7 FM right here in beautiful Nanaimo, Chile Radio. Please make sure that you support our radio station whenever you can. Your $5 can make all the difference in the world. If you would like to donate to our organization and keep us on the radio at waves, by all means, please do so. And you can do that at 1-250-740-1017. As we're closing out the program, Andre, I always want to know the wisdom of the moment. What's your takeaway? What would you like to imbibe on people as being the key and most important part of Bowen work and your choice in becoming a Bowen practitioner?
Well, I think I'd like to use this very famous old phrase that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Indeed it is. Absolutely.
So, you know, my best advice in all of this and comment would be to people, don't wait until you're in a crisis to seek help.
Yeah.
You know, think of all of these practitioners that I've mentioned and any others that you may know of that offer complementary therapies and look at your life and look at your health plan and build that into it.
Exactly.
So that you're not waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And prevention really is in general health and achieving balance. It all goes hand in hand.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for that wisdom. I think it's important that we give off your information one more time. So if you wouldn't mind your telephone number and all of that, and away we'll go.
Sure. Thank you. My telephone number is 250-816-5543. And my website is abholistichealth.com.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
My pleasure. So for all of you who are listening, thanks for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you next week at 1 o'clock on Wise Folks. And also stay tuned to Shaw Cable 4 for our latest episode is out on Wise Folks. Just check your local listings. It's island-wide. Look forward to talking to you again next time on Wise Folks.